What do you mean? There's only now. I had breakfast this morning. That's not now. That was this morning. Of course, when you had the breakfast, it was the now. And now that you're thinking about it, it's still the now. Welcome to our global meditation, which is live here and now. I'm using live in the conventional sense. Ultimately, there's nothing that is not live. And even if you're watching this meditation 20 years from now, who knows, it may still be up on YouTube. It'll be live. And it'll be the present moment. I may be gone completely from this dimension. Who knows? Most likely, if it's 20 years. But it'll be live. Because there's only the now. That's something you can perhaps agree with or disagree with conceptually. One could dispute it simply by saying, "What do you mean? There's only now. I had breakfast this morning that. It's not now, that was this morning." Of course, when you had the breakfast, it was the now, and now that you're thinking about it, it's still the now. There's only the now. It can be an intellectual acknowledgement. Or it can be a more experiential, deeper realization of the power that is, one could say, concealed, hidden in the present moment, a silent power. Now is only one term we could use. In ancient times, it's been referred to in various traditions as the Tao in ancient China, the Logos in ancient Greek philosophy, and many other terms, all pointing to one reality, a reality that underlies this physics, our so-called physical reality, that is deeper, that transcends space and time, is inherent in every life form. Is the essence of every life form, which means it is the essence of you, your essence. We could also call it consciousness, not consciousness of something. Not consciousness that has become, that has incarnated into some form, because that's what consciousness does. It incarnates into forms, and then on the surface reality that we inhabit here as physical entities, we see the disguises of countless disguises of consciousness appearing as a multitude of life forms And yet there's only one reality hiding behind it all. Do you call it God? I would call it the emanation of God, the divine presence. God is totally transcendent. God is not an entity that you can find in space or time.